Anna Maynard. Please subscribe to this podcast for weekly reviews on all of your favorite anime, manga, and games. See you soon!
Yo, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your host, Anime Nerd. And today, I know you guys are probably waiting for a long-awaited review of me and Batman Live 2002 from the Wasess and Anime Podcast. We are finally doing our teaming up and giving you guys our review. Because as if you guys didn't know, me and him finally met up in real life and went to see the anime along with my crazy friends. So, you know, it was cool to get actually meeting somebody from this who I met from Anchor and everything like that. So, you know, we're gonna give you guys our opinion of the movie, of the Dragon Ball Super Broly movie, and talk about some stuff that we notice and what we like and dislike and everything of that nature far as the movie goes. Me personally, I do plan to watch it again on Sunday. So this is just my first impression of it and what I think of it. So definitely tune in for that today, as well as following on, maybe I might do this the next day or Sunday, the review of Promised Neverland Episode 2, and then the Rise of the Shield Hero Episode 2, as well as the manga for Promised Neverland and My Hero Academia. Let me just say, this week has been crazy because, you know, Shonen Jump hasn't came out in a while, so they finally came out, finally after, like, what, close to a week or 2 week break, and now we finally have new content of both of these chapters. So I, of course, Anime Nerd will be doing a review on those as well. So just tune in. And as well, of course, is the word of the day. So see you guys real soon. Peace. Today's Japanese word of the day is shiro, meaning white. So now you guys know how to say white in Japanese. All right, peace.
Yay!
Hello?
Yo, what's going on, Anime Nerd?
Hey, what's up, Batman Live 2002?
How's it going? Good to be on your show, man.
Hey, man, good to have you back. So I figure we're going to go ahead into the intro, and then we're just going to go hop right into it.
All right, cool, man.
All right, let's go. So, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's your host, Anime Nerd, and today I got a close friend of mine. Go ahead and introduce yourself, just in case they didn't hear it earlier.
Yeah, guys, this is Batman Live 2002 over from the What's Awesome Anime Review podcast. I'm just guest starring on Anime Nerds podcast today because we have something awesome to talk about today. Yes, sir. Man, I'm excited, man.
Yeah. He said he's guest, you know, being a guest, but he ain't a guest. It's like family. So, you know, I wouldn't say you're just having one of your brothers over and we're just having a conversation. That's all I'm
going to say. All right. Hey, man, I'll take that. Hey. I'll take that.
So this week, as if you guys didn't hear me talk about it and just being all hyper about it, me and Batman Live 2002 went and see the new Dragon Ball Super movie, Broly.
Yeah.
And, you know, this was actually the first time we met each other, so it was cool actually seeing somebody from Anchor and actually, you know, going to see anime movie. My goal is to eventually meet up with everybody that we do podcasts with and eventually have a group, be able to be one of those people who get invited to see a preview of the show in Hollywood or something like that.
Yeah, man. You know, I feel like we're all really on that path of everybody on Anchor, all the anime podcasters. We're on that path of getting to that point. Of course, you know, we still got to grind and you know, become well-known in the anime community before we can do that. But, you know, I thought that was cool that we were able to meet up. I drove about, I think it was about 2 hours, and that's only because of traffic and all that, to get out there. And, like, and I'm closer to L.A. than I am to San Diego. But, yeah, just going out. Yeah, going out there, just seeing it on the big screen, and man, I just can't wait to talk about this movie. That movie was more than I ever expected, man. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was. So without further ado, let's go ahead right into it. So I'm going to let you go ahead and tell the people your first impression of the movie before we actually do a review overall of it?
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, I just want to comment on the fact that we stood in line for 30 minutes in the wrong line. And then we walked up in the movie theater. It's like, wait a minute, it looks like it's already starting, you know, like the previews, and because the movie theater was already like full. And we're like, wait a minute, this line, we were like near the front of the line, at least close to the front. How's this theater already full? Well, it turns out we were in the 7:30 line. We were trying to go see it at 7. So we had to sit all the way at the front.
Hey, look, it was crazy. It was funny, guys. Like, we were over there, and I literally went up to the stand, like, are we in the right line? I'm not going to say this movie theater name. Don't need them to hit me with no lawsuit or anything. All I'm going to say, you guys need to do better. That's all I'm going to say. But, you know, overall, though, we still managed to get see the movie, so I guess that's okay, because there was people who actually didn't have tickets and it was sold out.
Yeah, and you know what? I was joking, you know, because, like, my wife was there, and then you had three of your friends there, and I was joking with the guy. It was like, you know, why is it we had to sit in the front and strain our head all the way back? And that's, you know, it wasn't that bad. We didn't have to strain our heads or nothing. But I was like, dang, man, I was just joking. I didn't actually want to sit in the front in the front row.
So
like,
you jinxed us. You jinxed us, huh? Ah, oh, man, come on.
It's all good. But yeah, let me jump into the movie, man. You know what's that I was thinking about, you know, how am I going to review this? Because I'm still going to do my own review, you know, write it out and all that kind of stuff. But so I'm thinking, like, what is the best part about this movie, or at least what are the best aspects of it? And I realized that it wasn't so much the action for me that was, you know, one of the best parts. And that's saying a lot, because the action was really good. It's like the best it's ever been, man. Animation, the action, all that stuff. Oh, my God. Yeah. Out of this world. But for me, the best part about this movie was the fact that it had more character development and storyline than any character arc or movie or anything series, you know, in the actual Dragon Ball Z series. It has more character development in this movie than it did at any point in the series, in my opinion. Like, we got in, we're going to do the spoiler free, you know, we don't want to assume anybody had, you know, everyone's seen it. But, you know, we got all this backstory on the planet Vegeta. Like, Broly's backstory bridges so many things together. Like, Raditz.
It makes sense.
Yeah, like, that's Goku's. We don't get anything on him. I think this is, isn't this the first time we've ever got any, you know, backstory on Raditz? And not to say that we didn't get backstory on him, but, you know, the fact that they showed him as, you know, being younger.
I think this was the first time actually that anybody, because we all knew Raditz was Goku's brother.
Yeah.
But what we didn't know is, like, was he truly his brother? Did he just came and said, I'm your brother? But, you know, dang, I almost said, you know, but the parents of Raditz and hearing him ask about his own son is pretty much, you know, confirming, like, okay, well, that's obviously Goku's brother.
When Bardock talked about Raditz, he's like, oh, where's Raditz at? Oh, he's on the ship with Prince Vegeta. And then they're like, oh, okay, so you're actually acknowledging that Raditz is your son, and that's never been a thing.
I really like how they, like, bridge that together, because, you know, part of me was starting to, like, doubt that Raditz was actually related to Goku, because we didn't hear, you know, even in the old days with Barda, you know, and when he had his own little TV special of his story, you never really mentioned Raditz.
Not at all.
You knew he was the father of Goku, but he never mentioned Raditz back in that day.
Yeah, and you know what? We get to see another side of Bardock too, which is, you know, the family, man. Like, we never seen Goku's mama before. And we get to see her, and that was cool. And not only did we get to see her, it wasn't just a glimpse, but, you know, we got to see her for several minutes on screen, and, you know, the whole, you know, what happened with that. You talk about how Frieza's going to possibly, you know, destroy the planet.
Do whatever he do.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I would like to see a little side series of, because, you know, that was actually one of the questions that I wrote down that I wanted to ask you.
How do you feel about, you know, Bardock, this newer version of Bardock, or do you prefer the older Savage version of Bardock?
Like, in terms of standard version, are you talking about, like, how he's just this grizzled warrior, or what do you mean?
Yeah. Back, like, you know, back in the days, he was just caught this, like, he was more like a cold heartless. Not, I wouldn't say heartless, but he was a warrior. He, like, didn't really care about his family. Also, because we never seen him interact with Goku mom until technically this movie. But it seemed like they changed his character from this dude who didn't really care about his son to a father who now is worrying about his son and want the best for his son.
I think they did that because the primary reason is because since Goku's such a, you know, noble-hearted person, I think they're just trying to show that he got that from somewhere. It's not just, you know, oh, I'm just noble-hearted for no reason. Like, it was probably inherited from, you know, his dad. And then there was a Bardock special that I've never seen. I just know it exists, where Bardock is the first Super Saiyan or something. Like, he goes back in the past after getting destroyed by Frieza or something. I didn't see it. But I know that there are things. Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm saying, I know exactly what you're talking about. I never seen it, too. But after seeing this movie, I think I'm going to go ahead and dive in and find out what's that about. Maybe that could tie in. I never really heard anybody really mentioning about it. So I think I'm going to watch it and do like a podcast review of it.
Yeah, for sure, man. Because, well, obviously, Bardock, this takes place after Bardock will have been destroyed by Frieza. And I think he's sent to the past. I might be wrong on that. But we might actually get more insight into the type of person he is through that movie. Like, he fights Frieza's brother or something like that. But anyway,
ancestor, something strange, but
So he fights somebody, but you know, it's a whole story involving him and him being a Super Saiyan, all that kind of stuff. But anyway, back to the movie. I really appreciate, you know, just the amount of backstory and character development that goes, you know, like it really fleshed out the characters of Paragus, you know, Broly's dad. And I feel like it shows, how truly special being a Super Saiyan really is. Like, because we always knew that kind of Super Saiyan was supposed to be this myth. Like, oh, it's a myth. You know, everyone says that. And every time we get anything from, you know, a flashback to Planet Vegeta. But you can, I feel like characters like Paragus, he used a gun. He didn't even use regular power glass. He used a gun. I think that shows that, you know, certain power levels like that we've come to expect in the regular show where everyone has Ki Blast and all that stuff. And, you know, I feel like that's even special amongst the Saiyans, you know, like Frieza, not to spoil anything, but Frieza in the beginning of the movie, like when he lands on the planet Vegeta, right? That really cool opening scene. They were like, holy crap. They like the artwork. It's like, holy crap, this is a different kind of movie. And like, Frieza destroys some guy or shoots at some guys, Saiyans, who have snipers aimed at him. And when you think about it, why would a Saiyan have a sniper aimed at Frieza if they have the ability to shoot power blasts? And maybe power levels really, they're not as, how do I phrase this?
Kind of like common, like if we thought it was
like we assume that everyone has the ability to fly fast, to shoot big power blasts and all that kind of stuff. But obviously that's not the case for everybody. Like, maybe that's just a top tier warrior thing. And so that the movie kind of highlights maybe the Saiyans weren't as powerful as we think they are, you know, every single Saiyan, you know, like we assume every single Saiyan out there is just supposed to be super powerful. But, you know, some of these guys, they can't even, they don't even have the ability to shoot power blasts. They have to use guns, you know? So,
and I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Like, cause I think we, as a fan, we got so accustomed to seeing Super Saiyan that we kind of automatically just dismissed, oh, blonde hair Super Saiyan being, you know, especially as it once it first got introduced. Cause now we got what? Super Saiyan 2, 3.
Oh, of course.
And then you got God and Blue.
Yeah.
And everything like that. So it was, I think we did take it for granted. And then when Paragus, or is it Paragus?
Paragus, Broly dead.
So I thought it was, not trying to spoil, but when he finally saw that form, he thought it was, he didn't believe it.
Yeah, right.
It was like a shocker. And everybody, I was like, man, where you been at, man? this is normal. This ain't nothing special. I thought he would have reacted to other stuff, but I think he was so in shock with the, the gold hair form that it made, you start to realize that, wait a minute, he been away in a different, for a while. So, of course, that's nothing new to him. I'm really trying my best not to spoil it too much.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go ahead and just drop spoiler alert just in case I do slip up.
All right, me too. Me too. But I'll try to keep I try to keep you in check, man. It's like, oh, hold up, man. Don't go that far.
Hey, look, when it comes to, I'm a kid at heart and I love seeing anime. And when I get to it, it's just like, man, you see me how I was with you. Well, you see my friends. They worse than me.
Oh, yeah, man.
We was over there. We literally had a whole conversation out there. Movie ain't even started. We over there talking about something.
It's all good, man. But I'm about to, not to get sidetracked, but I'm going back tomorrow with my brother. And I hope you go back too, man, because that.
Oh, so Sunday is my day to go back because I have plans on. Sadly, I have to work Saturday, so it's like, ugh. But Sunday, I already have planned to go ahead and, definitely go back and watch it. Because, I look at it, the first time you watch the movie, you're just there seeing everything that you could.
Oh, yeah.
The second time, you kind of dissecting it and realizing stuff that you missed.
Yeah.
Maybe Easter egg or maybe some hints towards some other stuff.
Yeah, most definitely, man. But back to my impression. I'm not going to keep it too long. But basically, the thing I was most impressed with was that the level of character development and detail that goes into Broly. He's not just some big Kakarot. He's just screaming all the time. Like he actually, they go so deep into his backstory that you actually care about his character. Like you actually care about Broly, which is insane. And the way they set it up at the ending. It's like, oh, crap. Don't spoil anything about that ending. But it's going to be going down in the series. And I was telling you this in the theater, man. I was like, after this movie, they can't just go back to the regular art style of Super. Because I've always said this. I've never been afraid to say that the actual art style Super sucks. And that the fans just have come to, accept it because that's all we have. But very clearly, they poured all of their budget and their whatever team, specialized team or studio into this movie because the art style is more reminiscent of the original art style. And then, of course, they have scenes that are CGI and all that. It kind of blends together.
They don't have to add the CGI for me. They don't have to add the CGI. I just wanted to keep like that art style that they have for the movie.
Oh, yeah, man. It was so fluid and beautiful. And like if. In my mind, I was thinking, like, all right, Resurrection F and Battle of the Gods, those were two awesome movies. I enjoyed them a lot. I enjoy Resurrection F more. But those two were awesome movies. And this one blows them both out of the water, man. But
It does. It does. Now, the only drawback, this is just me personally.
All right.
The only drawback that I have from this movie is, they didn't play Frieza theme song. Come on. I just like to hear Frieza. Look, you hear that, you get hype. I feel like that should be automatic his theme song whenever he pops up and about to do some badass shit. I don't know.
Yeah, man.
Let me just have it. That's just the only drawback. And that's not even like a drawback towards a negative hit towards the movie. It's just me personally enjoying that song.
Is that one where he has the choir in the background?
Yeah, he's like, Frieza, Frieza. Look, ladies and gentlemen, I know my singing ain't good, but anyway.
Man.
But
yeah.
It's just that one. I didn't mean to cut you. I was just this is just something that I really wanted in the movie. I thought it was going to have it. And I was a little disappointed, but it's definitely don't take away from the greatness of the movie. I'm definitely saying this movie is the best Dragon Ball movie out there. I'm gonna go ahead and say it.
Yeah, man.
You don't have to worry about saying that. I'll take the hit for this.
No, you ain't taking the hit for nothing, man, because I'm saying it too. This is the number one Dragon Ball Z movie ever. And I feel like the last like few movies, not counting Resurrection F and Battle of the Gods, I feel like the like movies 10 through 13 or the last DBZ movies before DBS were complete crap, in my opinion. Like when they fought Janemba, when they were just the last, you know, wave of movies. It was just stupid. But anyway, why don't we hear what you got to say? What were your impressions of this movie?
So right off the bat, I came in there. I was like a kid in a candy store.
Yeah.
I was literally smiling from ear to ear. Trust me, when I went back to work, they were like, oh, I already know you enjoying the movie. You have that smile on all that. It's like you have to understand. It's like seeing your childhood dream just in the big theater. And like I say, one, I have to say the turnout for Dragon Ball Super was crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I thought like My Hero Academia turnout was great. But when you literally had three movie theaters side by side, all sold out, that really speaks.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just only one theater. That really speaks something about how popular Dragon Ball Z is and Super is. Just because, you know, maybe the content isn't always 100%, you know, how should I say, so to our standards, it doesn't mean there's not people out there growing up, young and old, who's watching it. And it just shows how popular this series is and how much of a influence it still has to this culture today.
And you know what? Let me say something to that. When I was talking to my brother about going to go and see it again on, what was it, yesterday and today, we were looking for theaters. And we have about, I don't know, five to six cities around us that we can drive to theaters who, you know, typically have these anime releases. All of them were sold out until tomorrow. So, I mean, this
true. That reminds me, I need to go buy my ticket.
Yeah, man, exactly. You can't just dial, man, because you're going to be like, oh, I'm ready to go see this movie. And it's going to be sold out. And then you're going to be forced to have to drive somewhere. Like, we got lucky that the theater next to us happened to, you know, have the tickets. But, yeah, it's just, there were five, six, you know, cities that we were looking at, and they were all sold out. So, yeah, man. That just shows the popularity of the series and how much people wanted to see this.
Definitely. Yeah, so but from my opinion and view of it, I really enjoy it. Right down from the beginning to all the fighting scene and even the little teaser that they gave everybody. Everybody got excited, even though I knew that wasn't where he was going.
Oh, yeah, people were cheering. that was they faked us out on that one.
I was excited to see it, but it was a good teaser and everything. I truly enjoy Broly character.
Yeah, man.
And it because the old Broly, I know everybody, some of the people like the old Broly. I thought the old Broly was just bulky and he was pointless to me. I understand he was a legendary super.
Yeah, no backstory, no real backstory to him whatsoever.
Yeah, other than Goku cry and you hate him for that.
Yeah, exactly. And say you were babies, man. How you gonna remember that?
And this one, you knew like this Broly is completely different, and that's what I enjoy about it. Even though he has some of the physical feature of the old Broly, but this Broly, he seemed even though he's technically the same age as Goku and Vegeta, because he was born around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I think Goku technically is the youngest still, because Vegeta seemed like he was already born.
Yeah,
Vegeta was technically born, and Broly was already born, so Goku is the youngest. But so at least they kept that part, you know, somewhat true.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you to Broly, I felt like even though he's older than Goku, he seemed younger. At the same time, maybe in his mind because of what his dad is, and then technically he grew up in some other world.
Yeah.
So he technically didn't get experience like what Goku got experienced with. So it just you tend to kind of feel for the guy because you know he didn't really get to have a normal lifestyle.
Yeah.
For the pretty much, and his dad was pretty much manipulative, kind of like how it was in the same in the first movie.
Yeah, but you know what? Speaking to Paragus, it's like he manipulated Broly in the first one and he just seemed kind of jacked up. But at least the way the movie spins his character, it's you can almost feel for him why he's controlling Broly the way he does. Yeah. Because like when Broly goes like insane, you know, the big hulking Broly, you know, when he goes super insane, and then he like truly realized like, oh crap, we are all going to die. You know? But so you can even feel for Paragus a little bit. Even though he's, you know, a jerk, but still.
Yeah, right. You know, you feel for him, you understand in the beginning. You know, truthfully, maybe, you know, I almost say something. But let's just say he's just one of those type of people that I understand why he felt the way he felt and everything like that. Now, there's going down the list, I want to ask you one question because all these people who probably have seen it, so everybody who's seen it, okay, this is for you. And everybody else, there ain't no secret because I'm pretty sure if you haven't seen him, he ain't on any of the poster. He wasn't even on the preview. I'm pretty sure you know where I'm going with this one.
Uh-huh.
Where in the world was my man Gohan in this whole entire thing? Gohan was gone. Like, not even Chi-Chi made an appearance. That's the crazy part, you know. I don't really think Chi-Chi really makes appearance in movies. They don't really matter. But dang, she ain't even getting a mention. Like,
I know, right? It's like these people. But you know what it is? It was Goku and Vegeta just, you know, they're kind of sparring, what was it, on some private island, you know, that Bulma has, of course, because he's rich. And But, you know, Gohan, he was probably just like, I'll just mention it. Piccolo shows up, right? And then Piccolo's like, you know, I would help. But I already know I'm going to get in the way. So I'm thinking Gohan is probably having that same type of thing where he's just like, I would help, but the two strongest people in the multiverse are there to handle this.
Okay.
So he probably didn't feel a need to go out there, you know?
Yeah, which is true. But I have my own theories. I have two.
Okay,
so the first one is, that technically Gohan probably went back being the scholar, and Akira Toriyama don't want everybody to be pissed off with Gohan
getting beat down or something.
Yeah, getting beat down because look, he got beat down in Resurrection F.
Yeah,
he didn't barely even go Super Saiyan 2. He was pathetic.
Oh, that was completely pathetic.
Hey, look, and I love Gohan to death. I'm like one of the biggest fans of Gohan, but I'm gonna tell you, my man he sucked at that movie.
Oh yeah,
and He made somewhat of a comeback on the Tournament of Power, so I'm okay with that. But I want to see him, like, all right, now that you finally made your resolution, I want to see you, you know, grow even more. So this is where the second theory come in. I feel like it was funny how Piccolo's always weird. I don't understand why he's standing in the middle of nowhere. I'm thinking maybe, you know, Gohan was training. And, you know, I wouldn't even mind seeing, like, little clips of him sweating.
Yeah.
And then they go away. That would probably got enough. You would have seen, like, the YouTube channel, everybody else, just a whole bunch of people automatically going in on that one little piece alone if that did happen.
Yeah.
But I just think he might be training, or Akira Toriyama might actually be having Gohan having a setup to get back to his glory days. Or even better.
Yeah, I mean, basically, Dragon Ball, like the original series of Dragon Ball was all about Goku, and then Dragon Ball Z was setting up this series was Gohan, and then we somehow lost that. We lost sight of that. But
it really did. They, like, snatched it away from
us.
Like,
man.
We love Goku.
Yeah, and I mean, there ain't nothing wrong with going back to the original protagonist of the series, you know? But, man, it's your friend, he was talking about how much – well, we were all having that big argument in line about Vegeta. It's like, when was the last time Vegeta won a fight? And then we're all just sitting there arguing in line about it, being all loud, people looking at us and stuff. And we just talking about one of your friends, they were saying, like, man, Akira Toriyama hates Vegeta and all these reasons, and, you know, like Vegeta getting beat down and stuff. And I was like, no, well, yeah, I agree. But I was like, well, who he truly hates is Gohan, because yeah. At least Vegeta, you know, didn't exactly fall from grace. He just never really caught up. But yeah, Gohan, he was at the top, and he fell hard to the point where he can't even barely go Super Saiyan anymore. What? Come on, man.
Man, look, it's yeah. I think Gohan really did fall out of grace with Kira Toriyama. And like, I'm just hoping, since I feel like Super is pretty much all the fan service we ever wanted, because they really do go back to the classics.
Yeah.
In this series, I feel like. I know technically we're supposed to be talking about the movie, but
that's all good.
I just feel like Gohan will get his time, because a lot of fans, this Gohan has such a big following, even to today with his weak self now. But yeah. we still want Gohan to be great. So, you know, I'm about to print out a t-shirt, make Gohan great again.
Well, of course.
I might sell it, you know. Yeah. I feel like I'm not alone out there.
Hey, man, you'll make millions, man. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Quick.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's this is a rumor, and I read this randomly in a blog that they were going to do a series focused on Gohan and someone else, and that was a complete rumor. Don't even fact check me on that, because I don't know. I'm just saying, I read that somewhere. Someone mentioned it. It could have been a theory. I don't know. I just happened to have read it, and people were talking about it. So I'm just throwing that out there.
Hey, look, I'll take that rumor. I like that rumor.
Yeah, all right. But how about that one series that came out? It was it's Dragon Ball. Do you know what I'm talking about? That other alternate series where it's a Zamasu has an eye patch and stuff.
Are you talking about Dragon Ball Heroes?
Oh, Dragon Ball Heroes. Yeah. Dragon Ball Heroes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so what I've seen a couple episodes on YouTube. So what is that? Just like a fan service type thing?
So when I'm living in Japan, I know Dragon Ball Heroes is a very popular like video game.
Oh.
Collecting cards. So you collect the cards and you can summon certain stuff. And it's pretty much all your fan service type stuff. You got like a Super Saiyan 4 Broly. Super Saiyan 4 Gohan type stuff. It's pretty much alternate universe where Super Saiyan guy Goku converses Super Saiyan 4 Goku. So pretty much it's like alternate universe.
Okay. So that's what that was. I never looked into it, because I remember just seeing an episode where Vegeta and Trunks were squaring off against the Tuffles. And I was like, wait a minute. And the Tuffles were a reimagined version of Android 17 and 18. I was like, wait, the Tuffles? That's like Dragon Ball GT. What is this, you know? And so I've always wanted to sit down and watch the series. I just haven't, you know, not really. And I was saying, what's Trunks doing, you know, like, did he come back from the past again? And,
I haven't truly decided to sit down and watch it yet. I want to, but at the same time, like, this ain't real. I'm trying to stay with the main storyline.
It was pretty dope, man. And from what I've seen, it's actually pretty dope. Even if it's 100% fan service, yeah, it's definitely worth your time. And it's not the run time of a regular episode of like 20, 21 minutes or whatever. They're like 12 minutes.
10 minutes.
Yeah, well, not even 5. Like 10 to 12 minutes, something like that. So I actually check it out just for the sake of, you know, watching the series and just enjoying the content, because it is, it's pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. But I think we can sidetrack, man.
Yeah. So let's get back into it. So sorry about that. So
that's other than that,
though, my whole view for the movie, like I say, it's probably the best, one of the best. I'm definitely giving it a 9.5 out of 10.
Oh, yeah, man.
They could get the 0.5 if they would have just shown Gohan. Oh. I know. Look, Gohan mean that much to me where I would not give this movie a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, yeah, man. But you know what truly just the thing that the initial scene, the thing that you knew that was going to make this movie different from all of the other movies was the opening sequence when you have Frieza flying to Planet Vegeta with his dad, King Cold. And you're like, man, this artwork is different. You know, like I was expecting see super artwork, you know? And when you go in there and you just, you see that it's different. And you notice, like, people weren't as receptive to Super at first because of the art style. Like, literally, the art style makes this anime, especially when you watch, when you compare the old series to the new series. And when you see that the artwork has gone back to how it used to be, plus a little bit better, like, it felt like it was all hand-drawn cells type stuff. Man, hey, that immediately just sets it apart. And then you have the soundtrack. Then you have the actual backstory, which is, like I said, the best for me was the best part of this movie. And then when you get to those action scenes and like the power ups, you know, like when they go Super Saiyan and Super, it doesn't really feel like there's any effort. But when Vegeta goes Super Saiyan 1, like he had the power up to get, he didn't just like, I'm Super Saiyan. Like he, you know, you felt the intensity of the old series of when they had the power up for a little bit and scream and all that, you know, to get to that level. You know, if even just going to Super Saiyan 1, it just made it that much more effort.
Yeah, it just didn't make it seem like they just went there effortlessly. They actually did one back charge up, which it was a homage, which I enjoy.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
Back then, Vegeta always liked to, for some reason, like to go up to the highest part of anything.
Oh, yeah.
And turn Super Saiyan. So you can see it. That's just him being Vegeta. You know, Goku don't care where you go. But Vegeta, he has this, has something about him, want to jump up to the highest point of the, like, pillar or whatever.
The mountain.
Super Saiyan. Yeah, the mountain. He did that throughout the whole entire Z series before. It's just something about him. He liked to gloat.
Yeah.
But, you know, honestly, they gave Vegeta justice in this one. He didn't truly get his behind beat.
Yes, sir.
It was, and Goku, because truthfully, if you want to say, technically, Goku took the L.
Yeah, he took Vegeta's spot this time around in terms of the beatdown. You know, it's always like, all right, Vegeta going to show up first. Let me fight first, Kakarot, you know, and then he gets beat down. Yeah. And then Goku comes, and even though he catches the beat down, he, you know, always comes out triumphant. At this one, like you were saying, Vegeta fights first, but he doesn't, you know, like the fight doesn't end because he's defeated. The fight ends because Goku's like, hey, yo, man, you gonna let – in fact, he didn't ask. He just kind of just calls Broly out, and Broly just switches targets, you know. And then Vegeta kind of just backs down and just lets him have it. So
yeah, that's how I was surprised. Like Vegeta didn't even argue or nothing. Like
I was like, so that shows a little bit of character development for Vegeta. I think I was telling you about we see character development for Vegeta too, because not only did he not call Goku out on, you know, taking the fight like he normally would be like, hey, you know, let me finish. He also is the first one to initiate the tag team on Broly, because it's always Goku has to go like, hey man, we can't beat him by ourselves. We have to team up. Like Vegeta is the first one to go like, oh, hey, like we have to take him together. Like, and so that shows some character development. It shows how much he's grown, and he doesn't let his pride blind him to the fact that, you know, we're not going to win unless we take him down together.
Yeah. And it was cool seeing that. And then of course, everybody was so happy to see that one person show up. Not going to say I'm pretty sure they see it all over the internet. So I don't know. You think we should?
Oh, he was in the promos and all that and all the trailers.
Yeah.
You talk about the fusion, right?
Yeah. Oh. Might as well. So,
Our
boy Gogeta showed up.
Yeah, man.
And let me tell you, everybody was happy to finally see him canon. Honestly, I don't know. I prefer Gogeta over Vegito anytime, because Gogeta, to me, was more of a Goku character, like personality. Because Vegito reminded me more of Vegeta.
Yeah.
More serious. But Gogeta is definitely Goku.
Yeah.
It's definitely Goku, because he's a clown.
Oh, I was going to say, just don't spoil the funny sequence of them becoming Gogeta. Don't spoil that. Save that for people to go see. That was funny, and we all knew it was going to happen. You know, we all knew, you know, what was going to happen with that scene. But anyway,
they took their time on that one.
Yeah.
I actually did like that they took the time. I thought they was just going to rush it.
No, they took the time. And you know what? And so this movie is a two for one. We got two characters to become canon that we always wanted, which is Gogeta and Broly.
Yeah.
And I guess Arrogus, but whatever.
And he ain't nobody's favorite.
Yeah.
But I can't wait to see I can't wait to see, you know, it be adapted into the Super anime, because, you know, Super, when they did the Battle of the God and they did the Resident XF, they added their own mix to it, which I do prefer the TV series other than the movie version of it. No, don't get me wrong, I still like the movies of both of them, but the TV series have managed to add on a little bit more stuff into, because, you know, in a movie, you're trying to cut up a little extra or all the extra stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
So, but in the TV, they can't expand on it. So what I'm more excited about is, like, when the series come back, that we might actually get more of a backstory on Broly.
Yeah. Oh, man. If they do more, man, I'm just going to die. If they do more backstory than what they've done already, that's going to be insane for me, man.
Yeah. That's why I was like, I'm excited for it, because I know they will. And, you know, they might decide to go ahead and add on my little piece for Gohan. They might do that, because they kind of did it for the Resurrection F part. But, you know.
Yeah, man.
I just know they will do a lot more into it. And as the manga continues, because the manga completely skipped over the whole entire Broly scene.
Yeah.
But Broly really did happen, so.
Yeah, it was probably all well planned out. They're like, okay, well, you know, we want this to be a big surprise. We don't want to spoil it with the manga before the movie drops. And your friend was telling me that, you know, they had to, when they were planning out this movie and the series, they were like, all right, are we going to sacrifice the quality of the movie, or are we going to sacrifice the quality of the series, you know, to bring one or the other, because they were going to do both at the same time, work on both. And so that's why, you know, Super is, you know, the quality that it is in terms of artwork and all that. And this movie is just on a whole different level, because they poured all their resources into making this, and they didn't want to spoil anything, in my opinion, by, you know, just having it in the manga. You already know what's going to happen, you know, if you read it in the manga and then you go see it in the movie theater. They wanted to, you know, have this be a big surprise, you know, a big thing that everyone could talk about, be hyped about, and all that kind of stuff. And then they're going to bring it back to the manga. They're going to do like a flashback or something. I don't know. I haven't been reading the manga, so I don't know where it is right now.
They got this new enemy who is pretty, pretty cool, but we're not going to talk about him. I ain't going to want to spoil it, because he's eventually going to make his way into the Super anime anyway.
Okay.
So we're not going to worry about it. So one last thing I want to talk about is, you know, which one do you prefer, new Broly or old Broly? Even though I kind of guess your answer.
You already know, man. You already know. Because, look, like, we always, anytime you and I talk about Broly or Dragon Ball Z in general, it's just the old Broly just lacks any real substance. Like, it's cool that he's big and buff, and technically he's like Trunks when he fought Cell, right? Like, remember how like Trunks was all big and buff, and then Cell, he couldn't be Cell because he was too bulky, you know, that kind of thing. It's really inefficient for him. But anyway, but he didn't have any substance. Like, he was just, I'm big, I'm strong, and I'm pissed that because you made me cry when I was a baby, so now I'm gonna kill you and all your homies. You know, that's literally what it was. And like, when you thought of Broly as a character back then, he had zero substance and any likability whatsoever. There was nothing like about him. I mean, he was cool, and that's it. Like, there was nothing. He had no substance as a person or as an individual or anything.
None.
But this Broly, he's actually, I was almost going to call him human, but, you know, he's Saiyan, so.
He's pretty much as human Saiyan as we can get.
He's humanized, I guess, the term, or Saiyanized, whatever. You know, he has emotions, and we feel for him and his backstory, and we didn't want him to be killed. Like, the original Broly, like, can you kill this guy? Like, he's wrecking your old crew. Kill him. Now, this one, we're like, don't. like there was a scene that Vegeta was just gonna straight up execute him, you know, like Vegeta's just being straight cold blooded, and we're like, and in my mind, I'm like, nah, don't kill him, don't do that, don't do that, Vegeta. He doesn't even want to be here right now, you know.
But yeah, I'm like, it's not even his fault.
That scene was kind of jacked up. Like, I feel like that's one of the more cold-hearted scenes. If Vegeta was going to straight just murder him. And this is before Broly started going, you know, super crazy. But yeah, of course, I like this Broly better. And I've always been a character development type of guy in all my anime. And just I'm just so impressed by the character development of this movie, especially his character development. And, you know, that this Broly all day, every day. And I just look forward to what's to come from the events, the ending of this movie. I look forward to what's to come next.
Yeah, definitely. So for me, I'm going with new Broly, because clearly new Broly would demolish old Broly, because as far as power alone, because anytime you can't, there's no way you can justify me that old Broly can handle Goku and Vegeta at their current level.
Oh, yeah, man. Not even close. Yeah. Not even close.
And plus, new Broly became likable. Old Broly was, like, as you were saying, old Broly, nobody really liked. And then there's so much more they can do to give Broly.
Yeah.
Because and it's possibility, and I'm just going out of speculation, because right now, technically, as I rank my Saiyans, Broly is number one as the strongest Saiyan.
Yeah, well,
because it takes a combined Vegeta and Goku effort, and you know, truthfully, I know that that's killing Vegeta on the inside, and it's killing Goku on the inside. Because Goku, even then, he still don't really consider himself, you know, the strongest, and even he'll mention it why he could continue getting stronger in the movie. So that's why I really like the fact that now Goku has somebody other than Vegeta that he might want to be interested in and stuff like that. So, like, how I would rank him now is it's going to be Broly. Technically, I'm going to give you Goku, because Goku is slightly better than Vegeta. Even though you can argue that Vegeta's technically stronger than Goku.
Goku has Ultra Instinct, though. So,
He can't tap into it. But, yeah, you don't say Goku Ultra Instinct will push him over. Then it's Vegeta. And it pains me, but Gohan dropped out of the top three.
I know, right? Broly's just like, nope, get up out of here. Bye.
Yeah.
Man.
But that's about it, though. That's how I would go. But I can't wait, because I already know that there's plans for another movie. You just can't tell me that this much success that they made, and I'm pretty sure within one day they probably made over $1 million.
They made $7 million on opening night in North America, and this doesn't count what they made in, you know, whatever they made in Japan, which clearly would have, I feel like, blew this so out of the water. And then not to count all the other countries, this is a worldwide phenomenon. So just in North America, I was just reading the article, $7 million.
Yeah,
$7 million.
So, like I said, so automatically, yeah, they definitely are probably planning a way to come up with another story. I wouldn't even, and truthfully, before we wrap this up, I'm thinking, you know, maybe the next story will be about, I must say, they could either way, they could add Cooler finally into the anime.
Oh, yes. Oh, man.
You know?
Yeah.
Because Cooler is another fan that everybody really like. And I think I would actually like to see Cooler in it, you know? Even giving somebody else another story. I don't know. It's just Cooler is the only one that's really popping up in my mind right now.
Yeah.
That I would like to see in canon out of all the other movies that they made. Cooler was another popular one.
Yeah, so, and get rid of Meta Cooler. We don't need that. Okay. We just need the original Cooler with that, like his fifth form or whatever number form it was,
where he goes beyond. If they wanted to keep Meta Cooler, it could have been known as Silver Cooler, like how they got Golden Freezer.
Yeah, I guess, but it's not even the same thing though. He was like built by, you know, some big robotic like AI interface thing. But
But I'm just saying that his form he could turn into is Golden It's like
Silver. Yeah, that would be like a throw. That would be like a throwback to the fans. Like, hey, remember when we did this back with that movie? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's what I want to see. Yeah. I already know this big with a successful movie like this. You already know big things is coming for the series. Pretty much all we just have to do is just wait.
Oh yeah,
and that's what I hate the most.
Yeah, man, for sure. But waiting for this movie was totally worth it. And I just knew, like, going into the movie, I didn't spoil anything for myself, but there were just too many people who had seen it already, like in Japan and at the Hollywood premiere, that everybody gave it a 10 out of 10. I'm like, oh, thank you, Jesus. I already knew going into the movie it was going to be something special. So, man, it's just cool being able to watch. I have a question for you. Yeah, I normally go and see these Dragon Ball Z movies with a good friend of mine. He's in Michigan, so I didn't go. Obviously, didn't go with him this time around. But one thing we say is that when we go and see it in the theater, how does seeing a movie like that in the theater differ from just, you know, seeing it on a TV screen? Because for me, we don't even say, you know, we're not even watching it. We're experiencing it. Because you got people cheering, you got people, you know. So I mean, how do you feel about that? Like,
seeing a movie of that caliber in theater, it really I like seeing that because I like to see everybody from all parts of the world coming together to sit down and watch something that we all like in common. And it's always good that you're not the only one cheering when you see a certain scene in the movie. Or a certain character, you know, or you kind of crying, even though we didn't need to cry in the movie. But, I just like to, finally, like, have people there where I can talk to. I know, I try not to talk too much, but I just be like, hey, man, you seen that?
You whispered to me, I was whispering to you, it's like, oh, man, that was dope, man, you saw that?
It's exciting to have someone where you can finally relate to and talk to. Instead of just watching it by yourself, you get excited, but you can't be that kid inside. You can't really come out fully because it's just you. And, you know, you experience it. And then once it's done, you can walk out the movie theater, even easily make new friends off of just talking about the movie alone.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. And then definitely.
Next thing you know, you got to anime friends to watch movie too. So that's why I need to find more people who enjoy anime in San Diego, because I love watching anime movies in San Diego.
I go to every world premiere they have, and anytime, and they're doing it more and more as they're bringing more you know, movies to the big screen. Every time I get the opportunity, I'm jumping on these tickets, and so there's gonna be more opportunities. There's always new releases and whatnot. And hey, I mean, well, next time, forget. We'll just be in the middle ground. You drive an hour, I drive an hour.
That's fine with me. We'll find it somewhere. Because I know the next movie I'm about to go watch is I Want to Eat Your Pancreas.
What's that?
It's a movie called I Want to Eat Your Pancreas that's supposed to be coming out. I've been seeing rumors on advertising for it. It was supposed to be almost like, have you ever seen a movie called Your Name, Your Life? Not Your Name. What's that movie called? What's Your Name?
I've seen Your Name, but I haven't seen What's Your Name.
Is it Your Name? I forgot. I don't know. I watched it so many times, it's sad that I forgot the name. It's supposed to be something like that. It's one of those type that will tell you, you're like, get you in your feelings.
Okay.
Type movie.
All right.
And from time to time, you know, I like to go into my sensitive side.
Oh, hey, man, ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what? I'm not ashamed to say that my favorite genre of anime is romantic anime. All right. So I'm always in that special place. It's like, oh, yes. I'm always in that special place when I'm watching anime. So I feel you, man. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So, any got any closing remarks before we finish this?
Everybody, go see it. It is, well, you gave it 9.5 out of 10. I'm gonna give it a 20 out of 10, man. So it broke the scale.
I was just joking about the 9.5 out of 10. Y'all know good and well that movie's way past the scale.
Yeah, it broke the scale. And you know what's funny is one of your friends, I asked him, I said, "Man, what a movie?" He's like, "Ah, it was all right." And I'm like, "Whatever, man."
Look, that guy, he's special. He's my homeboy, but he's special. He wants everything to align. He's one of those type of people that's hard to please. It's always those people. But,
yeah, it's all good. We're all entitled to our opinions, so, you know, I'm not going to talk mess or nothing. But I was like, man.
It's okay, because he's my harshest critic on here. So, you know, he'll tell me, oh, you could have had more emphasis on this, that. And you always need that one friend that got that always looking out for you. Even though he's tough to please, but hey.
We all need that person who keeps it real, 100%, no filter. It's like, yo, man, that last podcast sucked. It's like, oh, thanks. I love you, too.
You got me like, dang, did it really? Man, everybody else like, I ain't worried about you. You just one of those people. But it does try to make you better. But yeah.
For me, that movie is, it takes even the old series and just blows it out of the water, man. So, man, I'm excited for the future of this franchise for sure, man. For sure.
Man, definitely. So my closing remarks, you know, definitely thank you guys for definitely tuning in and listening to me and Batman Live 2002 just go and talk about the movie. Definitely go check it out and come back and hit us, either me or him up, and tell us what you guys think. I promise you're going to want to see it again.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to want to see it again. Once I see it again, I'm still going ahead and pre-order the Blu-ray.
It
probably ain't going to come out no time soon. But that's what I did for the My Hero Academia movie. And I did that for this one. And I promise you, me and Batman Live, this ain't going to be the only time we're going to see a movie together. So,
And one thing, not to cut you off, but you have to go to Anime Expo this year. And I'm only saying that because anytime they have a major drop like this, a major release, there's going to be a huge stir at Anime Expo. And you're going to have all of the voice cast there, and you're going to have all the writers and everything. So, you know, it's, if you can make it, man, you got to make it this year.
No. Trust me, that is on my list.
All right, man.
Trust me, I missed it last time. Even though you told me the price is a little hurtful, I'm like, damn. But, you know, I got to do. So it's something that I got to do, especially as a podcaster. I definitely want to experience that and come back and tell everybody my experience. So honestly, I'm already on the website as we speak, trying to figure out if I can register early for when it shows.
Well, it's not early. Like you're kind of late technically. Those tickets are expensive, but you know, it's worth it, man. It's worth it. I've been going for the past 6-7 years, so it's really worth it.
Oh man, you're right. I'm so late because I'm seeing it, and the premiere fan badge is already sold out.
Oh, no. That premiere fan badge goes on sale 2 days. It goes on sale the day after, I think it is, and then on Black Friday. And I paid $500 for mine, and my wife had to pay like $5. You know, it's a lot of money. We spent over $1,000 between us. So don't even try to get those premiere fan badges. Just get the 4-day pass, man.
All right, I guess I got to get I'm going to be in line.
Yeah, I get to skip it. Hey, but you know what? I had to pay a lot of money to get to the front of the line, so.
So you get in the front of the line next year too, huh?
Not next year. This is just this year, and then you got to, if I got another $500 laying around, and if I happen to get the tickets on time, then, you know, everybody's trying to get those tickets, so, yeah.
Well, definitely. So, next year. Well, not this next year. Technically, this year.
Yeah.
You guys get to, if you guys want to meet me, Anime Nerd, and Batman Live 2002, we will be at the Anime Expo.
Yeah.
Even if I got to move heaven and earth.
Hey, you know what? you can go to the back of the line to meet him, and then you can jump to the front of the line to meet me. Sorry. Hey, man, you open yourself up for that.
that's fine with me. And that means I just got to make a T-shirt so you guys will know who I am.
Yeah, or, for sure.
Something like that, because, hey, and who knows, if I'm popular, maybe I don't have to. Maybe I get VIP.
Oh man, that's funny. But all right, man. I'm glad we had this, and we definitely gonna have to talk about this again, you know, because I plan on doing a more in-depth review on it when I do it, you know, just write it out for my podcast. But we definitely gonna have to talk about it again for sure, man.
Yeah, definitely, because I'm gonna do my own more in-depth review as well after I see it the second time.
Yeah.
So like I said, the first time was just for enjoyment. The second time is definitely gonna be like stuff that I picked up and saw, so
yeah, most definitely. But and you saw I brought my little notebook in there. I was writing down notes.
All and that. I ain't gonna lie, I thought you were joking, but you was I like, hey, this man serious. I respect that grind. That's that journalist in him.
Yeah, and I think I was tempted to bring a little flashlight. I was like, nah, I ain't gonna spoil it for nobody. Let me yeah, I could do that on the second movie, you know, when I go to see it again.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it was fun. I'm glad I saw it with you, and I'm looking forward to seeing more movies with you in the future, man.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so you guys, please subscribe to Batman Live 2002. His podcast name is What's Up for Anime.
Yes, sir.
And you guys, you know, subscribe to me if you haven't, if you're new to it. All right, till next time. Peace. All right.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.